Hello, I will present here another IoT lamp, this time based on ESP8266 TYWE2L module, moreover still compatible with Tuya Convert, so you can change its charge without opening the case. However, I will open its casing here, for the sake of principle, if only to take pictures. The lamp is the BKL1250 9-watt model. It is sold by a German importer, but of course, there is a Tuya product inside. This lamp is single color. More precisely, its color is warm white. Of course, its brightness can be adjusted through the application, and after changing the firmware to Tasmota, for example by Home Assistant MQTT or through its own website. Actually, the version I bought, from 2019, is built on the basis of ESP and works with Tuya Convert. I have not checked any later batches. Purchase of the BKL1250. I bought the product for PLN 15, about $3, on the Polish auction site while doing other purchases. I had the shipment for free because I spent more than PLN 40. I made my purchase sometime in July this year. Parameters, kit and instruction. The box looks as if there is a gift inside. Quite a strange color scheme, especially since I bought it in July. Inside there is a lamp and instructions. Instruction. According to the instructions, this is a 2019 product revision. Interior of the BKL1250. I have described the Tuya application on the forum many times, so this time, I went straight to disassembling the product. The plastic dome can be lifted with a flat screwdriver, but in this case, I had to drive around it and pry it to be able to take it off, undermining the pin. After removing the thread, I also prized it and started spinning it. It is pressed in. A few photos of the module from the inside. Everything as standard. The fuse in the line, TL10F rectifier bridge in the power block, is 72052953E, housing SOT23 and BDCAG on top of the PCB, SOT23-6. By the presence of the choke, I suspect that it is probably a step-down converter, maybe with an LDO regulator. Something has to convert about 325V2 to 3.3V for ESP, and this is not a capacitor-based solution, so-called capacitive dropper. I do not find such in IoT LEDs anymore. On the separate PCB shown earlier, the one with LED diodes, there are warm-colored LEDs, and there is a place for cold-colored LEDs and three-color RGB diodes. Quite simply, this board is also used in the RGB and RGBCW versions of this product. In addition to the LEDs, there is also their driver, BP5778. This LED controller does not require additional voltage reduction. It supports two channels, which is probably usually warm and cold white. The colors RGB are reliably controlled by separate transistors. I can see a place for them on the second PCB, but they are not present, as it is not a RGB version. BP5778 requires external resistors for LED current measurement in order to work. Programming of the BKL1250. The TYWE2L module is based on ESP8266. Unfortunately, the RX, TX pins as well as IOO and RST are on the bottom of the module that is covered by the PCB. Do you need to use hot air? No. There is a Tuya Convert project, although it may not support newer products, but the leaflet, manual, PCB, shows that it is a lamp from 2019. SC301, smart life switch, and uploading ESP firmware via Wi-Fi. Tuya Convert, or OTA, it doesn't hurt to try. I put the product into the reset state by disconnecting and reconnecting the power supply three times. The process took several tries, and it didn't work out the first time. Success. Tasmota uploaded. Tasmota.bin in general right away in the Tuya Convert repository for convenience. Configuring BKL1250 for Tasmota. We know the TYWE2L outputs, it doesn't have many of them. You can check the connections with a multimeter, or you can take a guess. In the end, it turned out to me. Tasmota interface ready. Hassle-free, everything works. Summary. The advantage of this product is the ESP8266 inside and compatibility with Tuya Convert, although here I must emphasize that my batch was from 2019, so a lot could have changed in this matter. I am also concerned that according to FIH,